Listen up, team. If you're treating sports massage as a luxury, it's time to shift your mindset. At Third Coast Training, we view it as a scientifically validated, non-negotiable pillar of your triathlon training. Because let's be clear about the physical toll of this sport. Swimming, cycling, and running stack up to create massive physiological stress. We're talking micro-tears in the muscle fibers and completely depleted glycogen stores. Passive rest just isn't enough to handle that multidisciplinary load. You need active recovery to keep your engine running. And timing is everything. That first 30-minute window post-exercise is critical, because your body's ability to convert carbohydrates back into glycogen spikes by 300%. Then, 4 hours out, muscle protein synthesis peaks at 50%. Sports massage directly accelerates these natural recovery pathways. By boosting blood circulation and lymphatic drainage, we're delivering fresh oxygen and nutrients straight to the tissue while actively flushing out the metabolic waste that leaves you feeling stiff and sore. This proactive approach is your best defense against overuse injuries, which are a major threat in our sport. We're looking at injury rates affecting anywhere from 37 to 91% of triathletes over their careers, with 76% of injured Ironman athletes reporting chronic issues. Running is consistently the most demanding discipline, accounting for 45 to 92% of all triathlon-related injuries. The knees, lower back, Achilles tendon, and shoulders are your most vulnerable zones. Regular massage acts as preventative maintenance, spotting those muscle imbalances and tension hotspots before they spiral into time off the bike or run. When you integrate this into your routine, the performance gains are measurable. A targeted session within 24 to 48 hours of hard training can cut your recovery time by 30%. Even a quick 7-minute massage right after a brick or a race reduces pain and fatigue far more effectively than just sitting on the couch. Scheduled every 1 to 2 weeks during heavy blocks, these sessions keep your flexibility up by 7%, which directly translates to a more efficient swim stroke and a stronger running cadence. Plus, dilated blood vessels mean better oxygen delivery for faster tissue repair. You'll also see a 13% drop in delayed onset muscle soreness, which means you can maintain your training intensity week after week. Beyond the physical, we're lowering stress hormones and boosting serotonin and melatonin, giving you deeper sleep and sharper mental focus. A single 45-minute session can even measurably improve immune markers by increasing white blood cell counts. And don't underestimate the value of body awareness. Your therapist provides critical feedback on your movement patterns, helping you correct technique flaws that you just can't feel on your own. Now let's talk execution. Different techniques serve different phases of your training cycle. Deep tissue work targets those deeper muscle layers to break up chronic tension and adhesions, making it perfect for recovery weeks. When you're in the thick of peak training or straight out of a race, switch to a light recovery massage. Gentle pressure boosts circulation without stressing already fatigued muscles. For localized pain, trigger point therapy applies direct pressure to those stubborn knots, while myofascial release eases tension in the fascia to restore joint mobility. You can mimic that at home with consistent foam rolling. And for chronic tendon issues like Achilles tendonitis, compression and cross-fiber friction are highly effective at reducing swelling and breaking up scar tissue. Strategic timing is where most athletes lose an edge. Schedule your deep tissue work 24 to 48 hours after an intense session, but stick to lighter techniques immediately post-workout when inflammation is still high. During race week, book your maintenance session 3 to 5 days out to address issues without triggering race day soreness. A brief 10 to 15 minute massage on race morning can calm the nervous system and prime your circulation. But after you cross that finish line, wait 24 to 48 hours before booking your recovery session. Let the initial exertion settle, then bring in the work. Frequency should match your training volume. Elite athletes thrive on twice-weekly sessions. If you're training recreationally, aim for at least monthly appointments, scaling up to every 1 to 2 weeks during your peak blocks. As a major race approaches, shift to weekly or bi-weekly visits. To get the absolute most out of this, partner with qualified therapists who specialize in endurance sports. A long-term relationship allows them to recognize subtle tissue changes that signal developing problems before they become setbacks. Pair those professional sessions with daily self-care, foam rolling, dynamic stretching, and mobility work to build a comprehensive recovery system. Track your flexibility, sleep quality, and training consistency to gauge the return on investment. Ultimately, this is about mindset. When you treat sports massage as essential training infrastructure, you transform recovery from passive waiting into an active, physiological process. You're not just bouncing back, you're optimizing every muscle fiber, every joint, and every breath. Do the work, respect the recovery, and let those hard training efforts translate directly into peak performance on race day. Now let's get after it.